fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And today's first reading given to us at Mass is from Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 20. It's the conversion story of Saul, the amazing man who became St. Paul, the great evangelist. And if you remember earlier in the week, if you had a chance to tune into the program, I was talking about the martyrdom of Stephen and who was there but Saul. That's when we see him emerge for the first time, this religious zealot, this guy who was zealous for what he thought was true, and he was the great persecutor of the early church and had an enormously wide reputation for his zealous approach to stamping out the life of the early church. And he wasn't afraid, I mean, to see these people arrested and literally stoned to death. He was there. He was for it. He wanted to stamp out this counter message, you know, to the message and the what he believed in. And God, in his mysterious ways, had marked out this man to become the great evangelist and to take the gospel to the Gentile world. And in particular, who's the Gentiles? That's the non-Jewish world. And Peter is the apostle to the Jews, to the people of Israel. And Paul was particularly marked by the Lord so that the good news could go to the whole world, that all the promises that were made to the people of Israel, the promises of the coming Messiah and what he would do, that the promises were not just for Israel, but for the whole world. And this is why Israel is a light to the nations. This is why Israel has meant to be, and I think it's one of the reasons why Israel as a state, as a nation, continues to have this, the whole world's attention continues to be on this little plot of land and this people that's been scattered and are now being regathered. And God has a plan and a purpose for his people, Israel, which was to be a light to the whole world, not just to be the light to themselves and to hang on to it and to claim the truth that's been revealed to them and established through Abraham and the prophets and the patriarchs and the rest, and the community that God himself forged to have a people set apart for himself. God desired, and God desires to set apart all his creation for himself and all men and women to become united to him in Jesus, who's the son of Israel, who's the one who is the true light to the nations, the Messiah. And so Paul, who's persecuting the early church, now confronts and is confronted by Jesus Christ risen. He's given a revelation of the one whom he is persecuting, and it radically changes his life. I want to touch on the first part of the reading, then maybe we can go to chapter 26 of Acts before it's over today, where Paul gives his account in front of King Agrippa of what happened to him on the day when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. It says, Saul, still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, that if he should find any men or women who belonged to the Way, this is the Christian community, was described as the Way. The Christian life is a way of life, and it's a way of life in Christ. It's a whole new way of life, really. It's a wonderful way to describe it. It's a new life in Jesus Christ. That's what Christianity is. I love the opening line, is still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord. All week long, one of the constant themes I've been touching on is resistance, persecution, insults, trials, all of that. That's part of the normal Christian life. To be a Christian means to live in a way that's countercultural to the civilizations and the systems of life and power in this world. This world is not the kingdom of heaven. The United States of America is not the kingdom of heaven. There's a lot here that's good, that's worth fighting for, taking part in as responsible citizens, and witnessing to the truth. Not imposing faith, but witnessing to what we know, what you know in your heart, is true about human nature, and how people can thrive, and what's going to promote the good, the genuine good, the genuine common good of people. So here's Paul. Still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, he went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue in Damascus, that if he should find any men or women who belonged to the Way, he might bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. on his journey, as he was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground, heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Who are you, sir?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, for they heard the voice but could see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could not see anything. So they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. For 3 days he was unable to see, and he neither ate nor drank. So it's this passage is just packed with important revelation about who Jesus is and what it means to be united to him. Jesus is saying to Saul, "Why are you persecuting me?" Saul's saying, "I don't even know who you are." Saul's never met Jesus. Who's he persecuting? He's persecuting the body of Christ. When you repent of our sins and we're baptized into Jesus and enter his church, friends, we're members of his body. Christ is the head of a new people, God's people. There's one body. Christ is the head of that one body. We're united intimately. Why? Because we have the same life principle flowing through us. Even though we're from every tribe and nation around the world, what unites us is the life that's within us, the life that's been given to us. I mean, we share with the entire world, the human race, a common heritage. We're all created by God, and therefore we're all in some way brothers and sisters in the broader sense. But what we're talking about here is something utterly different. What we share with the rest of the world is human nature and a common destiny. What we share as Christians is life, is the life of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the animating principle of our lives now. It's what we share. It's the Holy Spirit given to us by Christ who unites us and to make us one new man, you might say, one new person, one body in Jesus Christ. That's God's plan. So to persecute one member is to persecute Christ himself, Jesus is saying to Paul. Paul doesn't understand that yet, but he'll see it, and he'll become the great teacher of unity, because at the moment of his conversion, a very profound truth is being revealed to him, which he'll come to see, and he'll live with all his heart, and he'll teach passionately. And we see that in his letters. And so Paul is struck blind. He can't see. And the Lord's going to open his eyes. There's going to be a miracle, right? He's going to go to Ananias. Ananias, I'll just read it to you. This is simple. It'll go quickly here. "There was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, 'Ananias,' he answered, 'Here I am, Lord.' The Lord said to him, 'Get up and go to a street called Straight and ask the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He's there praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias. Come in and lay hands on him that he may regain his sight.' But Ananias replied, 'Lord, I've heard from many sources about this man, what evil things he's done to your holy ones in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from chief priests to imprison all who call upon your name.' But the Lord said to him, 'Go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. And I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name.' So Ananias went and entered the house, laying his hands on him. And he said, 'Saul, my brother, the Lord has sent me, Jesus, who appeared to you on the way by which you came, that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.' Immediately things like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. He got up, was baptized, and when he had eaten, he recovered his sight." So Jesus sends Ananias to confirm for Paul his experience of meeting the Lord. He calls him to repentance, and he prays over him in obedience. Notice Ananias as well, the transformation in him. He ends up saying, "Saul, my brother." Earlier he's saying, "I don't want anything to do with this guy. He's persecuted. Lord, how can I why would I go to him, Lord? He's a bad man. He's persecuting your children, the church. And Jesus, who's the Lord, tells Ananias, I've chosen him to be my instrument. To the Gentiles, I'm going to bring him before kings and others, and he will bear witness and give testimony. And he's going to suffer much. And Ananias goes to him and says, Saul, my brother, the Lord has sent me. He knows now. He's in the family of God. He's been chosen by Christ. Jesus, who appeared to you on the way by which you came, that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. To be Christian means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Christian life, as Paul says, is to walk by the Spirit, to be alive and animated in the Spirit, to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit given to us. The Holy Spirit is what Jesus and the Father have given to us to unite us to him. Now, the passage talks about Paul is destined to go before kings, and there's a powerful passage, a little too long for the last couple of minutes of the program, to read in Acts chapter 26 when Paul stands before King Agrippa, and he explains to the king what happened to him on that day. And he goes through and he said, I was on my way to Damascus, and this blinding light struck me, and a voice came from it, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? That whole part is here. And then Jesus identifies, I am Jesus whom you're persecuting. Now, from here, it's a beautiful, simple passage where Paul describes what he learned and what Jesus told him. But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you to serve and bear witness to the things which you have seen in me and those in which I will appear to you, in delivering us from the people and from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, he says. Verse 18, I send you, Jesus says, for this purpose, to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Here's a beautiful summary of the commission that's upon the whole church. Here's a specific call for Paul to go to the Gentiles and to begin to spread the gospel among the Gentiles. But here he's saying, why? What does Jesus want? I want you to open their eyes so that they can turn from darkness to light, because they are in darkness. The world is in darkness. And Jesus, the light of the world, has come. To turn from darkness to light is to turn away from self and sin and turn to Christ, and to free them from the power of Satan and deliver them into the hands of the Lord, that they may turn from Satan to God. They're under the dominion of darkness. And in turning from Satan to God, they could receive the forgiveness of sins. And in the forgiveness of sins is to be able to come in now to have a place among the people of God, the sanctified, who live by faith in Jesus Christ. This is the fundamental mission of the church, friends. And it's the fundamental mission you're called to, that I'm called to. Let's live it with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.